What's ahead for 2019? The Stamp Collecting Report. I'm Lloyd DeVries. Several major countries have announced part, but not all, of their stamp programs. Many hold back a blockbuster issue or two to grab as much attention as possible. The announced U.S. stamp program does not include the 50th anniversary of the first moon landing, nor the 150th anniversary of the completion of the first transcontinental railroad. I've heard that a moon issue is in the works, and I'd hope that a major historical event like the railroad would be commemorated. Some people have expressed hope for stamps for the 75th anniversaries of Smokey Bear and the D-Day landing. The Postal Service guidelines say anniversaries in 50-year increments only. But then the USPS ignores its own guidelines all the time with its pop culture issues. However, I think Smokey is more likely than D-Day, especially given the one stamp for all of World War I. Neither the U.S. nor Britain have announced big pop culture issues. I'd count on them. Many postal agencies worldwide, including the U.S., are raising rates. The U.S., however, is also lowering some rates. I doubt most people will notice. The Trump administration late last year issued recommendations for the Postal Service. Some were already in effect when the report was written. Others are impractical. This is probably the last you'll ever hear about that report. Of course, some of the news in 2019 is impossible to predict. Deaths, retirements, going out of business, and so on. We'll check back at the end of the year to see how we did. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting, visit virtualstampclub.com.